The title of our sermon this morning is Embracing the Enemy. Today's message is a story sermon. Based on the gospel reading from Matthew 5, let me read that again. Jesus said, "You heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Zechariah is an unusual name for a Filipino. Zechariah Dayot's family broke family and cultural traditions when they gave their newborn son a name, the name of an Old Testament prophet. In the Hebrew language from the Old Testament, Zechariah means God remembers. This ancient prophet lived in a time when his country was invaded by their cruel enemies, the Babylonians. The prophet was called to bring a message of hope in very troubled times. And though the Filipino parents of Zechariah Dayot did not know it, they could not have given their son a more appropriate name. He grew up in the relatively peaceful years of the 1920s and 1930s. He married young and he had children. He was a Christian man, and soon in his life he knew he was called by God to become a pastor. He would be a prophet like the Old Testament prophet Zechariah. He was just beginning his life as a pastor when the Japanese armies invaded his home island of the Philippines. This was 1941. His small village was directly in the path of the invading Japanese army. It was decided that all the men and the boys of the village would go into the jungle and hide. Certainly a village of just women and children would be left alone by the invading army. If the men stayed in the village, a battle might break out. The mayor of the village stayed behind to greet the invading armies and to tell them their village was peaceful and wanted no trouble. But the Japanese officers were very angry with what they discovered. They thought the Filipino men were simply hiding in the jungle to come back and attack them at a later time. And so a horrible decision was made to make this little Filipino village an example for all of the other villages in the Philippines. Every house was burned. Every animal was killed. Every woman and child was put to death. This would be a warning to all Filipino villages not to resist the invading army of Japan. When Zechariah Dayot returned to his village, he discovered that everything he loved had been destroyed. In terrible grief, he himself buried his own wife and children. Then he returned to the jungle to fight the invading army. During the war years with the Japanese army, he was shot, he was beaten, he was tortured, he barely escaped with his own life. When the war had ended, in 1945, he had lost everything except his freedom and his faith in God. After a few years, he found a new wife and they had a new child. He returned to his work as a pastor. He completed his education and received a doctor's degree. Years passed and more children were born. And now Dr. Zechariah Dayot was a leader in the Filipino Christian Church. The tragedy of World War II was fading away. He was happily married. He became a seminary professor. And he became the president of the Filipino Christian Churches. At this same time, Christians in Japan decided it was time to heal old wounds. They decided it was time to travel to the Philippines to ask forgiveness for what had happened during the war. They wanted to humble themselves in a public ceremony. So Japanese pastors were coming to the Philippines to ask forgiveness from the Filipino Christians and from anybody else who would listen to their plea for forgiveness. In his role as the president, Dr. Zachariah Dayot was asked to go to the Manila airport to greet the Japanese pastors. He just could not do it. He thought that his old anger and hurt had healed over the years. But when he thought about walking on an airport runway to greet the Japanese delegation, his heart went cold. How could he join hands with the same people who had invaded his country, killed his wife and children, and almost killed him? He firmly refused to meet the Japanese delegation. But when the day of their arrival came, Zachariah's heart became more and more troubled. He remembered shoveling the dirt on the graves of his wife and children. But he also remembered the clear words of his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "You heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." He also remembered what Jesus said as he was hanging on the cross for the sins of the world. So Zachariah Dayot said out loud Jesus' words as he hung upon the cross. He said out loud these words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Zechariah knew that forgiveness was the very heart of the gospel. Forgiveness and undeserved grace is at the very center of what it means to be a Christian. But how could such terrible cruelty be forgiven? Zechariah knew that on his own, he could not forgive. But when Zechariah meditated upon what Jesus did on the cross, his own heart was softened. Zechariah knew that Jesus had paid for his sins. Jesus paid for the sins of the world. Jesus paid for the sins of these Japanese. And now these Japanese pastors were his Christian brothers. There came a time when a decision had to be made, and Zechariah made it. He rushed to the airport to do what he had to do. Standing on that airport runway, can't you see him? Tears are filling his eyes. He was the first person to greet these Japanese when they stepped off the airplane and onto the land of his Filipino homeland. As he bowed to them and extended his hand in greeting, healing began in his own heart. It was not easy, but on that day, he was able to set aside the past and to set aside his anger. His act of forgiving them also healed his own heart. The old war was finally ended. He became a symbol of forgiveness and hope and peace for all Filipinos. And his own preaching of the message of forgiveness was used by God in the Philippines to do mighty things. The years passed, and old Dr. Zachariah Dayot continued to be a preacher of forgiveness and hope. He lived up to the name his parents gave him. As a seminary professor, he taught generation after generation of new preachers for the Filipino church. His students honored him as a war hero, which he was, a hero of both war and peace. The example of Zachariah Dayot can inspire us today. Now this story is ended and it's time to preach the message. Are you listening? There is probably someone in your life who has hurt you and made your life very difficult. You have been angry with that person for a very long time. Whenever you see them, you try to avoid them and walk the other way. You think the hurt is too deep. But now, feel the hand of old Dr. Zachariah Dayot on your shoulder. Feel him gently nudge you to approach that person, to call out their name, to walk toward them, to extend your hand of peace. Forgiveness is possible. Forgiveness brings healing. Anger can be replaced with God's grace. My friends, you and I will never heal until we embrace the enemy. The anger or bitterness within us is like a poison that sickens us. Ask God to help you to embrace the enemy, as did Zachariah Dayot. Maybe it will be a handshake or a heart-to-heart conversation. Maybe it will be a written letter. Maybe it will be a quiet hand on their shoulder or a shared cup of tea. Maybe you have to start by talking with your pastor. If that person you need to forgive is far away, or maybe has already died. Life is too wonderful and short to have it poisoned by unforgiveness. Too many people have died slow deaths of bitterness. We must embrace the enemy to be freed from the pain of the past. Just as Zachariah Dayot learned, we cannot do this on our own strength. We can only forgive when we look to Jesus dying upon the cross for our sins. He died for us. He rose for us. He won the victory over sin and death for us. He has forgiven us all of our sins. We are forgiven. And now, we forgive others. So today, let's take a walk alongside Zachariah Dayot on that airport runway so we too can embrace the enemy. This is God's will for our lives today. In the name of Jesus, amen.